"Sorry to trouble you" was how the note began, which is such a great opener. Please, trouble me, trouble me. I've been waiting my whole life to be troubled by a note like this. Sorry to trouble you, but it looked like someone was using a telephoto lens to take pictures through your windows from the street. If it was someone you know, then sorry for the misunderstanding. If not, though, I got the make, model, license of their vehicle. Brian, from next door, and his phone number. You don't really need a telephoto lens because we have giant windows in front with no curtains. Sometimes I pause before coming inside and watch Harris and Sam innocently going about their business. Harris mutely explaining something to Sam or lifting Sam into the air. I feel such tenderness towards them. Try to remember this feeling, I say to myself. They are the same people up close as they are from here. We all immediately knew which neighbor Brian was, the FBI neighbor. If there's one thing we learned from Brian, it's that being in the FBI is not a secret like the CIA. He wears his bulletproof FBI vest with the letters FBI on it way more than could possibly be required. It's like if someone on the Dodgers wore his uniform to water the lawn. All the neighbors would be like, "We get it, dude. You're on the Dodgers." So the first thing Harris did after I read the note aloud was scoff that of course the FBI neighbor had caught someone with a telephoto lens. And the second thing Harris did was nothing. He was busy and didn't think it was worth pursuing. It's a little creepy though, right? "People take pictures of everything these days," he said, walking out of the room. "Do you think I should call him, though?" But Harris didn't hear me. "Call who?" said Sam. I stood holding the note with that funny little abandoned feeling one gets a million times a day in a domestic setting. I could have cried, but why? It's not like I need to dish with my husband about every little thing. That's what friends are for. Harris and I are more formal, like two diplomats who aren't sure if the other one has poisoned our drink. Forever thirsty, but forever wanting the other one to take the first sip. "You go." "No, you go ahead." "No, no, please, after you." This sort of walking on eggshells might sound stressful, but I was pretty sure we would have the last laugh. When everyone else was sick to death of each other, we'd be just breaking through, having our honeymoon, probably in our 60s. My friend Cassie says, "Love you," every time she gets off the phone with her husband. Whenever I overhear this, I'm completely mortified for her. "But I do love him," she says. "You were just talking about how miserable and stuck you felt." Then she kind of laughs as if it's all out of her hands. I don't expect her to be honest with her husband, but at least come clean with me. Other people's relationships never make any sense.